ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
So the Word of God has the power, has the power to break, lift up a standard. The Word of God also act like a reagent to wash and blot out human conscience or consciences from dead works that we may serve God. A lot of us, before we give our heart to Christ, we're living in condemnation, in guilt, and it's the Word of God who washes our heart. It's like a reagent. It washes us clean from sin. And then we can come into the presence of God without sense of guilt and condemnation. We can even come, and not cowardly. The Bible says we come boldly. We access the throne of grace. We find help in times of our trouble. We find His mercy, and we find grace to help us in times of our trouble. Please, brethren, the word works. It will take non-existence of heaven and earth. In other words, the heavens and the earth will cease for the word of God not to work. That's what the Bible says. When you want to experience the power of the word, you must embrace the person of Jesus. When you want to experience the power of the word of God, you must embrace the person of Jesus. Revelation 19, verses 11 to 16. Revelation 19, quickly, verses 11. It said, "Now I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. He who sat on him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war." Next verse. "His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head many crowns." Some people in their mind, they still put Jesus and the devil at the same scale, parallel, but no, it's different. Look at the description of Jesus that was risen from the dead. He said his eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself, because he was the one who paid with his own blood. Let's read the next verse. He said he was clothed with a robe dipped in blood. And his name is called what? So when you speak over situation, you are just acting. I mean, the full force that created the heavens and earth is at the one that is work. That's why whatever you are speaking, whether in prayer, whether in confession, must be in consonant with your heart. Your heart is your seat of belief. The word of God. Let's read next verse. "And the hermits in heaven, clothed in fine linen, and white and clean horses, follow him on white horses." Let's read the next verse. "Now out of his mouth." So who is the devil? Who is the demon? Because out of his mouth, when he speaks, it wasn't like the Jesus who was saying, "Let little children come to me." No. This one is different. He said he goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nation. He said he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself tread the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of the Almighty God. Jesus displayed this part of this nature when he chased out money changers from the temple. So the one who paid the price for you is not a timid Jesus. He's not in conversation with the devil over your destiny. The thoughts that they think towards you, your destiny is settled. If you have received Jesus. So no matter what the life throw up, we must learn to apply the word of God, because he has on that same robe that he has, that he's wearing, on his thigh is written. Look at it. The Bible doesn't make mistake. It's not small caps. He's the King. And then the Lord. I preach one of these days of what kings represent, what Lord represent. Those are two words used. It symbolizes power. It symbolizes authority. In another place, he said, when he opens a door, no one can shut it. And when he keeps it open, no one can close it. In another place in the book of Revelation, he said, when he speaks, his voice is like the sound of many waters. If you have been to the beach, sometimes in succession waves, that's just a small thing, because some people used it even for music. But hey, just countless waves and waves. When he speaks, where is the devil? That's why some of those songwriters, they had an insight. They said, demons tremble at the sound of your name. When he speaks, that's the word of God. That's the word of God. So if you want to experience power this year, you must embrace the word. And the word is a person. And his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. He upholds all things by the word of his power. Let me just begin to close. Praise God. Praise God. In John chapter 1, verse 14. Still talking about the word. John chapter 1. He said, And the word. And you got, it's capital. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. The word is in us today. It dwells in us. But hey, this year, please behold his glory. That's why I said the confession of your mouth this year should not be, I'm confused. I don't know what to do. I'm depressed. These are words that we use because they are common words. The things that are happening to people around us, those are the things. And we are reduced ourselves to those basic elements of the world. In Psalm 82, the Bible is so clear about it. He said, but I have said to them, even though they are gods, but they don't live as gods. He said, that's why they will die like ordinary princes. But in my book, the way I see them, they are gods. David had an insight. He said, what is this man that your mind is full of him? He said, you have made him a little lower. The Bible translation says Elohim, which means more like, just not to say heresy. More like in the same class with God, but you know the way we sit sometimes. Where people, it's still high stage, but people just sit in category. But hey, that is the things that the Bible also recorded by Peter, that even demons, they envy that position. Because you and I, as we are seated here tonight, we are not just sitting physically, we are seated in heavenly places, far above. Far above principalities and power and the dominion and the power of the world to come. And we must understand that, because the word works. I'm just sharing your appetite before tonight so that you can know the Bible you carry is not for you to be pitied. It's for you to understand the riches. The Bible talks about it. The riches of his glory and the inheritance of the saints. The riches of his glory and the inheritance of his state. Acts 19:20 said the word prevailed. Look at the word prevailed this afternoon. The word says it means to gain ascendancy through strength of superiority. Superiority. It means to gain ascendancy. So when you speak the word, whatever it is that is operating the word by reason of strength and superiority, they keep quiet. When you learn to speak the word of God, so situation and circumstances, that is it. You must have heard here, and I think PP was the one who promoted that thing. When somebody is giving you trouble, I'm not saying the way we have done it in Nigeria, but when somebody says they make up their mind that you are not going anywhere, you can call their name. Because at that time, you are speaking the word. And who shows up is Jesus. So the word prevail means there is ascendancy through strength of superiority. If a policeman slaps you, you can roughen the policeman, isn't it? Sometimes in some instances, you can roughen up the policeman. I'm not saying you should go and roughen up the policeman. But if a mopo slap you, you don't roughen up, but you can still face up and say, "Oga." But if a soldier slaps you, you go and ask police, "Sir, what did I do? Why did you slap me?" Because when a soldier man slaps you, your ears, inner drum, it makes noise. You lose hearing for a moment. Praise God. So there is a sense of superiority. I understand some few days ago, a yellow bus mistakenly, I think the brake failed and hit a soldier at one bus stop. He just jumped off his bus and started running. He didn't even bother to check whether the man was alive. He just jumped off his bus and started running. So prevail means to be effective, to be effectual in fervency. Prevail means to frequently dominate, subdue, and be in charge. So when the word say prevail, the word prevail, it means the word frequently dominates. The word is frequently in charge. So for us in our lives, when we say the word prevail in our life, it means we are consistently winning. It means we are consistently demonstrating triumph. It means we are conquering. It means we are overcomers. It means we are succeeding against all odds. It means we are influencing things positively. When the word is prevailing, and it's a state to be assumed. I mean, when you start your Christian journey, I don't know about you, there was a time and season, people pray for me, they cast demons out of me. But hey, it will be hard, absurd, if people are checking demons out of me now. And the same way, hey, you must allow the word to prevail. There are times, I mean, in those days, we can't handle malaria, we can't handle certain healing, but hey, the word must be prevailing. And you get to a point where you are not praying for healing because you are even proactive about your health. By the words of your mouth, he said, the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me, it makes alive. My youth is being renewed like the eagle. So you are not waiting for you to be down with malaria or with all sorts. You are living. He said, with long life, it will satisfy me and show me his salvation. Those are the things. The word will be prevailing. And then you suddenly, like that sister shared the testimony on Saturday, you suddenly know you didn't visit the hospital for a whole year. It's because the word of God is prevailing. It's like, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. The word works. The word works. The word works. And the word begins when it's prevailing. It begins to control the way you think. Every member of Lighthouse, nobody should be thinking entitlement mentality. No. It's poverty mentality. You should be thinking ownership. Hey, any member of Lighthouse, please, nobody here, if the word is real, nobody should say, people don't owe you things. The only person who owes you something is God. And he has done all things. So, the word prevailing is that you are assuming your sonship. The word prevailing, I'm not looking for him to give me something. The word prevailing in my own life is Acts 20:35. It is more blessed is more blessed. You have to come to that realization in your life. It's more blessed. No matter what it is, you can start to at a stage where people are giving you benevolence and all that. But hey, don't remain there. Don't remain there. The word must be prevailing. The word from rags to riches, from lack into abundance, is an eternal trip. And the word of God is the tool of transformation for that trip. You have to see it. You have to see it. My own pastor will say, while you are drinking Gary on the outside, make sure you are not drinking Gary on the inside. It's a war. Trust no man. Trust no woman. Trust nobody. You know, there are t-shirts all over the place. Just because of somebody's experience. But you must allow the washing of the water by the wall to take away your fear, to take away your insecurity, to take away your doubt, to take away your... And then let the God nature on the inside of you. You are a life giver. You are not to be pitied. That's what the word will do. It gives you a new picture. Have you seen that poster? Or that thing? A lion standing in front of a mirror. Sometimes a human being standing in front of a mirror. What do you see? I'm not to be pitied. I'm not to be trampled on. I am created in the image and likeness of God. It's the word of God who gives you that picture. Life may have thrown stuff. People may have taken advantage of me. But there is now therefore no condemnation because I am in Christ Jesus. Circumstances of life may not have favored me, but I belong to God. My DNA is of God. I am a chosen generation. I am a royal priesthood. I am a holy nation. The word works. He has taken away my shame. He has taken away my low self-esteem. He has given me his own image. The word works. And then as you begin to see yourself, your God nature begins to find expression. This is not being proud. This is not self-talk or self-motivation like people say. No, you are seeing yourself because you have an image that you are growing into. It's the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the word of God subdues any situation of life. The light shines in darkness, and darkness cannot overcome it. It can. And this year, we must allow that word to work in our lives. It works. It can deal with lack. And lack can be turned into prosperity. And prosperity can be turned into abundance. And abundance, it can be turned into wealth. Those are stages. The word works. Nobody is against you. You know, people live that way. They are jittery. No. Nobody is looking for you. If they are looking for you, they are looking for you because you carry solution. So the word of God. Wow. Let's just pray in the spirit for some seconds. Thank you for that hymn. I want you to speak to yourself. Just speak to yourself. Speak to your doubt. Yes, stop that doubt tonight. Speak to it. Yes, that thing is not going to ruin you. It's not going to overcome you. Yes, Lord, speak victory. You have victory over that habit. You have victory over that posture. Yes, Lord, change the way you think. Change the way you see it. Change the way you see that thing. Legabo soto de da halilalaba. Yes, Lord, we break every limitation in this room tonight. Whatever it is that is holding people captive, we break the influence of that limitation. We create a picture of victory, a picture of an overcomer, a picture of the one who subdued, a picture of the one who is in charge. You are not a victim, you are a victor. The word of the Lord says so. It said, this is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith in the Lord Jesus, you have victory over that lack. You have victory over that low self-esteem. You have victory over that habit. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so. Legabo shatarababa. Thank you, Jesus. Sit. Let me finish. You know, when you begin to see yourself the way the Word of God sees you, you know what develops in you? The force of faith. And the force of faith has the power to take the invisible, to imprint it on the visible. What faith means, F-A-I-T-H, it means for anything impossible, trust Him. That's the word faith. F means for, A means anything, I means impossible, T means trust, H means Him. For anything impossible, trust Him, trust the Word. The Word of God is the substance of our faith. The Word of God gives credence, it gives shape, it gives substance to the things you can't see. But the force of faith helps you to draw it into the visible one. That's why Hebrews 1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of it not being seen. He said, but by it, by that force, by that invisible force, you draw it from the supernatural, you imprint it on the natural. He said, our own elders, they obtain testimonies. Abraham, an idol worshiper, NFA, going nowhere. His father, even when he says, oh, God told me, he said, wherever you are going, I will go with you. Because this one, well, there is nothing to hold on to. Followed his son. The same thing, the faith. If you will obtain any testimony, any result, you must put your faith, your confidence in the invisible. That's where the Word of God. And you know one thing about the Word of God? You are not there yet, but the Word of God gives you the picture. He said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. You are still struggling, but God is saying, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of good and not evil, to give you a future. He who began a good work in me is able to perfect it. He gives you the picture. And then you can look into with the force of faith, and then you approach line upon line, precept upon precept. Your path is shining towards that picture. That's what the Word of God does in our life. In closing tonight, please, for 2019 rich fulfillment to be realized in your life, one, get rid of all naughtiness. I will explain myself. Get rid. In James chapter 1, from this point onward, please, let me display all my Bible passages from the Amplified Translation. James chapter 1, verse 21. So you have to get rid. He said, get rid of all uncleanness and rampant overgrowth of wickedness. And then in a humble and modest spirit, welcome the word, which implanted and rooted in your heart and contains the power to save your soul. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12, get rid. That's the number one thing for you to attain your rich fulfillment. He said, therefore, my dear ones, as you have always obeyed my suggestion, so now, only with enthusiasm, you would show in my presence, and much more because I am absent, walk out. Because you need to walk out your own salvation this year. You need to walk it out with fear and trembling. He said, walk out your own salvation, carry out to the goal, fully complete it with reverence and awe, trembling, self-distrust, with serious caution, tenderness of conscience, watchfulness against temptation, timidly shrinking from whatever might have offended God and discredit His name. If you are struggling in business, please find out this year what you need to do. So get rid. Get rid. That's number one thing. Get rid. One translation says, all superfluity of naughtiness. Get rid. That's the number one for you to do. And getting rid requires renewal of your mind. You can't be thinking the same way you were thinking in 2018. You can't be thinking that everybody is against you. You can't be thinking that there is no opportunity in this land. You know, you can't be thinking that, oh, I can't make it to Nigeria. No, you can't be thinking that way. Because if you are thinking that way, the heavens are closed and you cannot see opportunity. That's what he says in Psalm. He said he will not see good when he comes. Get rid. Renewal of mind will bring liberation into your life. When you renew your mind, that's liberation. The work of regeneration is by the Holy Spirit. But the tool for your transformation is the Word of God. Secondly, love the Word. W-O-R-D. Love the Word. Study the Word. Learn the Word. Love it. Study it. Learn it. Love it. Study it. Learn it. Treat the Word of God as a precious treasure that should be respected and honored above all the physical materials. Some people love their cars more than they love the Bible. You can't make mileage that way. Some people love their houses more than anything. They love their clothing. They love their wardrobe. No. Cherish the Word of God. Love it. Study it. Learn. Let it shape the way you talk, the way you think, the way you act. Let it shape your attitude. Please understand. The Word of God is also called the truth. So it means it will. You are daily being confronted. As you study, as you love it, you'll be confronted with the truth. And what do you do with the truth? You receive it. You embrace it. You accept it. You change. When the truth asks you to change. Jeremiah 15:16 says, "Oh Lord, your word was fine, and I did eat them." So love the word. Thirdly, beware of Satan's trick. Beware of Satan's trick. Beware. He's sly. That's what the Bible says. He said he's subtle. So beware of his trick. I mean, Paul says we are not ignorant of his devices. So beware. But one thing is sure. I can say this with all confidence. Satan hates the truth. So how to deal with him? Introduce the truth at any time. He said, learning to speak the truth in love. So you will grow up when you learn to speak the truth in love. Satan hates it. That's why he goes after the seed of the word. He hates the truth. And what does he use as a tool? Deception and lies. As God said. So, don't be ignorant of his devices. Fourthly, and the last one tonight, the word is light and life of the believer. The word of God is the light and then the life of the believer. The word of God is the light. So if you will experience rich fulfillment, you must take hold of that four things. Get rid of all. I don't know what that all means. I put dot, dot, dot. But the Bible gives us a headway. All uncleanness, all superfluity of naughtiness, and then embrace the word of God, which has the ability or capacity to save your soul. Secondly, love the word, study the word, learn the word. Thirdly, beware of Satan's temptation. Beware. And because of the state of our own nation, temptation is going to go higher next year. Or this year. It's going to go higher. Things are going to, some people will just be desperate to make desperate things happen. But hey, beware. The word of God is light and the light of the believer. The word of God lights up every dark area. It takes charge, and then it enforces victory. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, as I close. Hebrews 4, 12. Said, for the word of God that speaks is what? Please, let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. you see? If you want to get back home, go and study it. When you speak it, it is alive. It is full of power. It has the capacity to be active. It's energizing. It's effective. It's even sharper than any two-edged sword. And then it can cut through. You know, there is a saying around us that even if everybody is deceiving you, don't deceive yourself. That's it. It cuts through. And then it can expose and can sift. It can analyze and can judge the very thoughts. The Word of God can pick thoughts. Thoughts are not seen. They are invisible things. But the Word of God has the ability to pick it. And then it can pick the purposes of the heart. And that's why you need to esteem the world more than your necessary food as a business person. So that when people are talking, you can see through. Because the Word of God can pick their very thoughts and then the purposes. Those few things are not revealed to ordinary men. But the Word of God has the capacity to do that. Stand with me tonight. Stand with me. Let's just pray in the Spirit. Let's just pray. And the Holy Ghost, just pray. Pray, please. Just pray. I have one prayer point, but just pray. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Please do pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Pray. Open your mouth. Shantarabasidarada. Yes, Lord. We esteem your word more than a necessary food. Every word of God is pure. Yes, Lord. Your word handles sickness. Your word handles delay. Your word handles difficulties. Your word can make us fruitful. Your word can nourish us. Your word can enlarge our world. Lord, we submit to the sovereignty of your word. Your word has the ability to guide our decisions. Your word has that capacity to show us the way, even when we are confused. Lord, we esteem your word. We esteem your word. We esteem your word. Every word of God is pure. Every word of God is pure. Every word of God is pure. And Lord, your word has the capacity to guide us, to lead us in the way that we should go, so that we won't commit any error of judgment, whether in our families, whether in our businesses, whether in our career path. We won't commit error of judgment, whether in our academics. Yes, Lord, we won't commit any error of judgment this year. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,